Who's Got Their Claws in You, My Friend? By Fairy Girl 45. Read by KLB as Lydia.
Patica as Jackson.
And Rena Jenkins as Styles.
Lydia. Lydia wouldn't admit it on pain of death, but Styles, with his stupid stuttering and his rambling metaphors, just might be the only person in the world who loves her the way she needs to be loved. Despite all evidence to the contrary, Lydia knows that Jackson loves her, as much as Jackson can love anyone. He loves her for her smile and her hair and her support for him on the lacrosse team. He loves her naked and sweating, fingers gripped in his hair, and he loves her decked to the nines in diamonds and lace. He loves her for everything she shows to the world, half-truths and broken masks, vacant stares and hollow smiles. But Styles loves her for every fucking thing. And she knows. She knows because he says she's beautiful when she cries. And he grins at her with this ridiculous warmth in his eyes when she snaps at him to go away forever. And he holds her close when she's most defensive, because he knows that those are the moments that she feels like she's going to fall to pieces. Maybe it's horrible for her to want that so much. Maybe it's horrible for her to want Styles for what he can give her, and want to keep Jackson too. But Lydia can't let go of either of them. Because Jackson's always been there, and Styles, well, Styles is always right where she needs him to be. If it's selfish of her to want both of them, then Lydia will just be a selfish, selfish bitch, because she's not giving them up. Not now. Not when her entire world is becoming nothing but blood and death and fear. Maybe not ever.
Jackson. He and Lydia break up and get back together all the fucking time, so he's got no explanation for why she's been so hurt by it this time. And yes, he knows that she'd been hurt by it this time. Because he chooses to ignore other people's emotions doesn't mean he's blind and retarded. The only thing outstanding about this time is that he doesn't apologize right away, what with having his own issues to work out. And well, Styles. But Styles, that's nothing. Well, not nothing exactly. Putting your tongue down somebody's throat and then implying that you find their eternal crush on your girlfriend not quite as pathetic as you'd always made it seem like you did isn't quite nothing. But when said girlfriend gives you a calm eyebrow raise and intrigued smile when you tell her you kissed that somebody, well, that sort of makes it less of something and more like nothing. Besides, it's not like Jackson actually liked Stilinski or anything. He'd have to be insane or have an IQ of like 50. He just doesn't like the way he looks at Lydia or the way she looks back. Like there's actually something there that Jackson doesn't give her, when all he ever does is fucking give to make her happy. To be the perfect boyfriend, the perfect lacrosse captain, co-captain, the perfect student, the perfect friend, the perfect son to parents that aren't even his fucking own. And maybe it's just that Stilinski expects nothing of him but for him to be the perfect douchebag. And that doesn't take much work. And yeah, maybe his spastic flailing is kind of funny sometimes. And the way he's always trying to save everyone, God, always trying to save Jackson, who really doesn't need saving, goddammit, is only slightly annoying. And the way his mouth is constantly moving makes Jackson want to fuck him so hard all he can manage is moans, almost as much as it makes him want to punch him in the face. Maybe Stilinski just has this insane, fucking insane, okay? Light to him that just makes Jackson want to take and own and devour so he can keep it inside himself to warm his fucking cold, dead, bulletproof heart. Maybe. Something like that anyway. Maybe Jackson needs the idiot. Maybe just a little. And if Lydia needs him too, well, that just means they both get what they need. And it's been a hell of a long time since either of them has gotten that. Jackson doesn't intend to give that up anytime soon. So Stilinski better keep his goddamn ADD ass right where he wants him.
Styles. Joining in the fun times that is Lydia and Jackson's relationship wasn't really in the plan. It's not flowers and sweet-smelling perfumes or love notes and promise rings. But it's real, and it's good, and it's everything that Styles never knew he needed. To be needed. He knows he is, no matter how much both of them deny it on a daily basis. Because when Lydia smiles at him, it's a little less empty than all of her other smiles. And when Jackson grips him around the nape of his neck, his touch is a lot more tender than anyone would ever think it could be. And he's theirs. And they're his. And Styles wouldn't give up this screwy, unorthodox, and slightly unstable whatever it is they have. For anything. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. You can take that to the bank. The end.
The end.